Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christina Stoffo.
Okay, it's a blessed time in your life. You and your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other, whatever it is, it's a crazy world out there. You're going to have a child. There is this being that's going to be blessed upon you. And the first thing you need to do, other than figuring out how to feed it and clean it, is give it a name.
Yes.
That is such an important responsibility.
It is. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with finding the perfect name for their baby.
Exactly, because they have to be different. You and I come from an age when it was a given, okay?
Yeah.
We come from ethnic families, Northeastern families, where you have to name your child after a saint. And there were like only a few different incarnations that you could use.
Correct.
Like in your family.
Like,
I mean, what's the popular names in your family?
So we have plenty of Anthonys and we have a ton of Michaels. And everyone's middle name is female.
Yeah.
For some reason, everyone's middle name is Marie or Anne.
Sounds like a scene from Goodfellas.
I don't know.
And in my family, we have absolutely no ingenuity and no imagination because my father has the same name as I do. My son has the same name as I do. So, you know what? We come up with one name and we're going to stick with it for 19 generations. However, there is a list of cool baby names that are new to the top 1,000 list.
Mm-hmm.
The Social Security Administration. The whole thing's falling apart, but they got time to put together a list for us, folks. These are the top 1,000 baby names. We're not going to talk about them all because if we did, we would be on the air until Tuesday. The network would be a little upset.
Just a little bit.
So these are some of the new additions, and they are quite interesting. And the first one that jumps out at me is Aniston.
Mm.
Now, when I say Aniston to you, what do you think of?
I think it could be a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like one of those generic names,
right.
Aniston. But, you know, it's like it's a last name.
It sure is. And when you think of last names, you think of?
Jennifer Aniston from
That's
Friends.
Right. So I would imagine you have to be a big Friends freak. And, you know, Friends is kind of, what, 10 years ago?
It's, you know.
15 years ago.
Right.
So you've got to be a big fan of that show to saddle your child with the name of Aniston. But you know what? It could be worse. Let's say if you're a real Friends nut, you could have named your kid Schwimmer.
Schwimmer.
Which you don't want to
do. No. I mean, here's the thing, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, as a parent, you should really have some consideration for your kid.
Yes.
Why name your child something that you know they are going to get some abuse for in school?
Maybe a lot.
Kids are cruel, you know? Kids are cruel to each other in school. You know, they make fun of each other, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You, for instance, you have a name of Christina.
Yeah.
No one would have a problem with that, now, would they?
Well, Christina is a very common name.
Sure.
However, when I was in school, my last name's Stoffo, and I was the chubby girl with braces and frizzy curly hair.
Like
for some reason, my mother didn't introduce me to Moose until I was a teenager for some reason. The kids in my class decided that they wanted to call me Christina Stovetop Stoffo.
As in the stuffing? Wait a minute. This is our Dr. Phil moment here. This is something that is a huge surprise to me. All right, let's be honest, folks. She's been on television. She is on television. She's on television for a reason. I would never think this.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things where it kind of always stays with you, no matter how old you are. But, you know, when I am on TV, it's like I have that who's laughing now moment.
Because
you think about where those people are and, you know.
And what they're doing.
And the awful lives they're living. And you think, oh, karma.
Look at old Stovetop on TV in front of 9 million people. Very nice. And you know the ironic thing? Last time she was on TV, they went to break. It was a commercial for Stovetop stuff. No, I'm only kidding. That would be actually pretty good. Wow. But these are things we're learning about you. And here's something. Do you have a problem with Thanksgiving time?
When
the stuffing comes out.
Come on.
Frances brings out the stuffing. Your mom.
Yeah.
For those folks at home that aren't following and know that her mom's name is Frances. I know these things because I need to at this point.
Right, exactly.
So Frances brings out the stuffing.
Oh,
you don't have any flashbacks. We're not having any like Vietnam moments here. Nothing bad. So everything's good.
And you know, my mom's always like, oh, honey, you weren't chubby. You just were a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. It's because we had pasta six times a week.
Because all we had was pasta.
Moving on. Cool baby names that are new to the top 1,000 list. The next one is?
Okay, so let's talk about Anakin.
Anakin. Hmm.
Anakin, I don't agree with, but I understand, you know, Star Wars is a big thing. Sure, you know, you have parents, they're, you know, nerds like me, big Star Wars fans, want to name your kid Anakin. My only question is, why would you go with the villain in the show to name your kid after?
Well, you could have said Darth Vader as a name. You don't want to do that.
No.
Vader.
But you could have gone with Luke.
Luke is nice. How about, you know what?
Han.
No, I well, maybe some families
Hans,
would.
Depending on what country you're in.
Exactly,
I don't know.
Right. You know, you could have done a lot of things. You could name the dog Chewbacca.
That's right.
You could, how about Leia for a girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
that's
even
true.
Princess, if you want to really go out that far down the tracks. Don't know if I'd want to, but you could.
I think that falls under the abusive parenting.
Yes.
Tab for name calling.
Someone's getting a phone call there. The next one, here's one, Dash. Dash debuted in 2014. How, you know, why was it held back for all those years?
Oh, why?
We credit The Incredibles, that kids movie, so to speak, the success of Cash, and our interest in action verbs like chase for our boys. And this is from the Huffington Post, and I mean, it must have been a four martini lunch over there when they wrote this. Or maybe it's just that sound, Asher and Nash are rising fast, and Ashton remains a boy's favorite. But Dash, why would you name your child after a symbol? What's next?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Dash. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you where my mind goes when I think of a man named Dash.
Go ahead.
You follow me here, Ed.
Let's go.
Okay. So I'm thinking, you know, there's a guy with muscles. He has blonde hair. You know, he's working in the field. He's moving hay into, you know, wherever you keep hay.
He's a farmer.
You know?
Look at Dash.
Sweating. He's wearing overalls, like denim overalls.
E-I-O. Could I made her laugh on the air, folks?
That's where my mind takes me for a person named Dash.
What's he wearing?
Like, I don't...
Overalls?
Overalls. The denim overalls. I'm not seeing, you know, the New York City stockbroker named Dash.
No.
I'm seeing the farmer.
Now, does Dash the farmer have a shirt on under those
overalls? No, of course not.
Okay.
How do you think I'm seeing his muscles, Ed?
All right, okay. And he's removed all of his chest hair.
He's
a man of the times.
He's waxed.
Waxed. Okay.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, rippling muscles, sweaty, moving the hay.
There you go. Dash now needs to go to attend to the horses. My goodness. You never know where these segments are going to go, folks. Where do you get quality entertainment like this? I would say go up and down that radio dial right now. There is nowhere else.
No.
There are millions of people that are learning so much about you right now.
Yeah, you know.
Right now, someone is sitting in Oklahoma City thinking, oh my goodness, I never thought all this about Christina Stoffa.
When are we going to have the Oprah moment with you, Ed?
I don't know. I'm quite protective.
It's probably coming pretty soon. It's going to happen.
See,
I'll get it out of you.
You know what's going to happen. She's going to pick a story because she knows she'll be able to trap me on the air. And it's coming.
Oh, it'll be there.
All right. The next crazy, or I mean, not crazy, but cool baby name
cool.
is?
Cool. Yeah, cool. When we say cool, we mean crazy.
Yes.
Jessa. Okay.
Jessa?
So I guess Jessa is a combo of Jessica and Emma or Stella. Okay, two very different television Jessas have boosted the name. The Bohemian Jessa Johansson of
From
HBO's
where?
Girls.
Oh, there's a show I don't watch.
And then 19 Kids and Counting, I guess, has a Jessa also.
Oh, there's a show I don't watch.
No, I don't watch either one of those either.
No.
But at least Jessa is not so absurd to me.
No.
But the explanation of it is.
The explanation is absurd. As long as you have enough credence with the name to get it sold to the kids in the neighborhood, that's all you need.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would get made fun of for having a name Jessa.
No.
No.
No, and we're making fun of girls. And what was the other show there we made fun of? 19
Kids and Counting.
You know what the funny thing is? We'll probably get a call from the network that we're having someone on from one of those shows in the program next week.
Were you listening last week? No?
We're big
good.
Fans of the show, Jane or Jessa or whomever
are
you
are. Are you Jessa? Which J are you?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we got time for one more here. Here's one. Ford, as in the car. Thanks to Henry and the former president Gerald Ford, it has historic significance.
Okay.
In 2011, actor Owen Wilson gave the name to his son. It's an interesting mix of Detroit Motor City with a nature name vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because sure, there are the automobiles, but a Ford is also part of the river where it's shallow enough to cross or to ford, as in an active verb, the river, which makes it another action verb name, a brother for Dash. I don't know, because I'm thinking Ford, I'm thinking of a car that I probably wouldn't want to own.
I just don't think that parents go that deep into thought with it.
No.
I don't think anyone's thinking, oh, that's the foot of a river. Yes, that's perfect for us.
Because people think car.
We go canoeing. You know, like,
you're going to go to school and somebody's going to say, where's your brother Pontiac?
Exactly.
It's coming.
Ford. And again, that sounds like a last name.
Yes, it does. And you can't do that.
No, stop
it. Because it sounds like you're living in a backwards world when you have
that. Stop it, parents.
Parents, calm down, please. We need sanity out there.
Stick with Christina. And Ed.
Stick with Christina and Ed. And then let the kids come up with the interesting nickname. And then that way they can grow up. They can get their own national shows. And they can have these cathartic Oprah, Dr. Phil moments. Well, she can, moments.
It'll happen.
And explain why things turned out the way they did.
Why am I the way I am?
Exactly right. These moments
are
becoming so defined for you as we're learning so much about you.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
Is it?
I don't know. I think it is.
Okay, well.
So there are people right now thinking, that's me. I was called Stovetop. I was called M&M's boy. I don't know. There are people out there that you're helping and you're aiding right
well,
now.
Well, it wasn't easy growing up that way. You go home and your mother's like, but I love you.
Yeah. I want to go over to her house for Thanksgiving dinner this year because I want to see like her eyes start to quiver when her mom, Frances, brings out the old Stovetop stuffing. Because that moment's coming, folks.
Oh, boy.
Stay with us. A lot more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and she is...
Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.